There you go.
Now it's running.
Want to get another chance?
The microphone.
It's on now?
Yeah, the microphone. Now it's taping.
I want to have your conversation.
Okay. It's going now.
No, that's my father has the rosary on tape,
yeah.
And they run that off. So you had a lot of, you had Betty then last night and Stan and everybody over at Ann's house?
No.
Is that where you had Christmas Eve?
Well, Christmas Eve, no. Only we three went over there, and Susie and husband and those two.
Lado.
Edo
Jordan
was there. His wife.
Oh. That's right. I think Stan was talking. I heard something, but I didn't make the connection.
He surprised us. You know, he didn't tell me. Edo Jordan is in the way. He called up and could give him direction.
You're going to show Grandpa how you pray.
She could be,
they got a daughter.
You know, she stood right there and we watched her.
Right. Yeah, she's
right,
son has a daughter.
Her
son has a daughter.
Oh, I see.
And she Bible college someplace.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And she's got a
education. Just your teacher door. But didn't you come in?
I don't know why.
She booked you for long, yeah. See, they're down.
Mom, where's the cushions you had for this rocker? Remember those people from Ohio?
Marianne, you want coffee?
Yes, standard.
How do you take it, Steve?
You want a big cup?
Remember the cushions that the sugar friends from Ohio Remember when we were here the last
time?
That
ain't not a brand new one.
Why'd you give us that one, Brandon?
That's what I'm talking about. Blanche, yeah, they want your cushions.
Oh, I don't need a sock, sir.
No.
What you doing?
Anyway,
we don't want a sock.
Oh, so did they take them back?
No. No way.
Hey, I think we'd have to do that.
So I was just surprised because I knew you had it.
That's what I'm talking about.
don't take coffee. I don't eat any coffee.
No?
So, no. I had it this morning. I just drink in the morning.
You are like me. I don't need it twice a day.
You want the same?
No.
Oh, you know, don't have...
How about a little, like a little pitcher or something?
You like eating that?
No, I don't want it ever.
You know.
We had a sandwich and a pie while we were coming, you know, because we don't eat big breakfast, so we needed a sandwich. So we had a sandwich on the way. Did you have a sandwich on the way, Mary Ann?
Yes, that's good. We ate breakfast.
You did?
Oh, wait a minute. Let's give the clavash on the table if anybody wanna eat.
Well, we're looking for milk pitcher.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
You got it, you got it.
We got it.
But I don't know where it is.
This is old fashioned way.
This is how I make tea every day.
Yeah.
What is that picture?
I have that thing I wanted.
Yeah, I got it.
We're going over to see Ann for a minute.
Okay. You got the, No, no, mother's got it. Mother took it out of her.
I'm gonna put it, you know, I'll screen, you know, then you're gonna have to do it yourself.
What you doing? Manny, reach in that drawer right in there. Get a good spoon out. No, I'm not gonna. Get a little.
Just that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need it.
No, I don't need it. I take this thing black the way it is. Yeah.
We're not milk?
Over there, with the, trust system. On the bottom, on the head. Take it with you.
Just why don't you stand next to Grandpa?
She will open the city, yeah.
Coco.
Come here. Come here. I'll just, good. I can't get it. Nice. Okay, Danny, get in here. Go where it's dangerous, Danny. Back up.
You want me to take some of all of them?
Yeah, why don't we get all four boys? Here. Danny, you get in there and then, here. Get on that side. Get close, Danny. Crouch down. Danny, you have to get closer here. How's that? Coco. Yeah. Flash roll? No. It did? No. Did it go off the first one?
Yeah.
You got a picture of the president.
All right, I'll do it again.
Ready again?
I'm ready.
Reagan and then Carter.
And four, we have the last three.
Wait, I'll take one. Okay. Get us off, get us off.
Anybody want more coffee?
Hey, okay, we got all four boys.
And Coco.
And Coco, how about that? And we'll get, when Mother gets here, we'll get Judy and Mother, and we'll get all together. How about that? You're never gonna even see good pictures. Michael blows them up. Wallpaper the wall of. These are color.
Are they?
Yeah, good. Hey, you look good. Your uncle looks good, too. Yeah, you do.
Before I had a fly-in from New York, Grandpa, I had to take an airplane at 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get here till 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know why you're, you know, we ate. Where does Hank?
Hannah's right here.
Where?
Right there.
Right, this side over here?
That one right there.
Right there.
That's where Mother went with Judy.
What's that?
I don't have to do this, we ate.
Nice pictures around, huh? they try one of the sausage ones. Those are smoked sausage.
Around here.
Around here.
Say everything's green cut.
Yeah.
They cut the rock for you, they cut it. Cause the grass, the way the grass is now, grass don't grow very little now.
Yeah, cause of the,
They cut it for you and everything.
We had a pretty good frost in Tampa and the grass just all turned brown, so we're.
We had really frost. I got four tomatoes grown nice, but they cover up, otherwise the tomatoes would go too
tough.
But we got quite a bit of beans here.
Beans down here?
The beans, yeah.
Where you got, you growing them out back?
Right back, right back to Champion.
Right back here?
They don't make these in New York.
Yeah, we got a big lot.
Who tends to that?
Wow.
And,
I don't know why you brought all this.
She don't, she ain't got no garden on the back there. Well, I just. We just dug it up and we planted everything. We got a, we could eat the beans, there's a couple of months.
Anybody wanna buy it?
After she get through with one, she put a couple of lines, the other one. The other one's, out, you know, after she pick the other one, your neck, got the other one growing again.
They just, do they grow all year round down here?
Well, yeah, if you could. Yeah, right, the beans is 90 cents a pound.
These are smoked?
90 cents a pound.
For what, the beans that you grow in the ground?
That's how they make them.
The beans you eat.
For I don't know.
You eat them if they grow. You buy in the store, 90 cents.
I got them overseas, when they shipped them overseas, there were 6 weeks when they got to me, they were like concrete, I mean, I had to get an axe to cut. They were green, but they were still good. And I couldn't get anybody to boil them, so you actually slice them with a sharp knife. You eat them almost like,
fruit on the back, they're already small.
I don't know what, they are very, very hard.
Yeah, so it's great big table orange.
You could use them for cannon.
Yeah, I got two of them for you.
You chew them for a long time. You oughta have good teeth.
Just 2 years old, and I bet you had more than 3 dozen on 2 years old.
Door up to do something.
We got two of them.
I don't think they, you know, I think they're such a production that they can't wait. These things are.
It'll be 5 years and it's a 10% for you.
And this is a zero.
This was everything brand new, the whole, way here. It's down there. And belongs to the club down there.
How much I know about.
Their own club, the ladies, you know. Men's got their own club, and they got. They got the push board.
Shuffle board. They don't play, what is that game, Valencia?
No,
they don't play that here?
No.
Remember that?
No, we used that to make light.
Yeah, I remember watching that.
Right, that was almost by the house down there.
I remember watching.
Yeah, I saw that, We had this 50 years.
I remember.
Five little kids was born on that house. All except Sandy.
I remember going across the street and when Grandpa was across the street and drinking soda, drinking the pop in the bar.
Yeah, I know that. All the kids know that. All the grandchildren remember that pop is.
You want to play that?
Play it.
What happened? Did they send some tapes? I mean, did they send some tapes that were already used?
No.
Or he just said.
She got one tape.
That was, that you could play.
Can't you play it back, you say?
You want to play back what we're doing right now?
Oh, we'll see. We hear what we were saying.
Right now?
No, if you want.
No, I mean, it's the conversation that we're having right now.
Sure.
You can do is stop it right now.
We sell art.
It's
like a box that no film at all.
Oh, but that's the old one that they bought that they're fixing up.
Yeah, but the construction, you know, just to look at it. If at least would be something like that. We sell this thing for 25, and she paid 45,000. I wonder if she gonna, you know, be in a profit. You know, with 37, I don't know how she gonna do it.
35,000.
Really?
But the other one, you know, like the other, her house is something like that. It's old too. But they got something about it, you know, that you can't like. But the other one is completely boxed.
Oh my God.
Four windows and a front.
Two up.
I just have that fancy wall. It looks small, but it isn't. Sure. It's real big.
Put a couple of shutter stops.
On what?
On the window.
Here on here.
That house. That house.
One bathroom, and you would have thought we had a Yugoslavian flag on top of that house because every DP that landed in New York, he found that house. Right?
Yeah, we put the welcome sign on the front.
I'm telling you, I don't know how many DPs, any of those displaced purpose from Yugoslavia that they found that house in Maple Heights. I don't know how.
Very hard time to go through.
No, not too many, only Uncle Lucy and a lot of them.
That thing was the anybody
that came from Europe, you got a welcome mat at our house. If he came from Europe, he was a good person.
Yeah, but they're not many.
Yeah, that guy lived with us for how long?
Uncle Lucy?
Buddy. The other one. The guy that was just here.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Adam was a board.
What a board.
I gave him room and board in my washes.
No, you just gave him room, but every time you put the food down the table, you said, smell good, she said, pull up a chair.
That's the time they was paying. He was paying $10 a week.
Right.
With complete service.
Just for room.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be just for room.
And you know that I even saved some money. Not for room, no, for complete. Laundry, meals and everything.
You know, Stanley, the younger Rus, that he was ashamed to carry the dinner bucket?
Yeah.
He had a briefcase.
I got him about three different jobs. You know?
They got this guy. This guy was a... He didn't have any education, but he thought he was very clever, you know. But he didn't have a college degree, or I don't even think high school. But he had a kind of a high opinion that he was a little bit better than the average Yugoslavian. They would get him jobs, and when he would go to work, my father would take a brown bag or a lunchbox or something. He'd be doing this for 28 years at the steel mill. Not this guy. This guy would. They got him a job as a grave digger. Okay, what he do? Briefcase. The lunch goes in a briefcase, zips it up, carries it to the... He was the only grave digger with a briefcase, and inside was a lunch.
And a shovel.
Well, you don't understand. See, you never was in that kind of a position. See, this guy was in a position in Europe. He had a briefcase to walk with, you know. They had it concealed every night, you know, when they come home. He worked in the office. He was a paymaster for the people who work in the...
In the sawmill.
Yes. See, and they a completely different life over there in Europe than here in
America. Oh, I know. A clerk over there, if you went to work and if you didn't have to do with your hands or so forth, you were considered management, right?
Yeah. They even had a name for him. I think the man was a Schritz, they call him. You know, you're a Schritz. You got a top hat and a tail and you're a coat.
Schritz?
Yeah, that's a Schritz.
You know the emphasis? Schritz.
And the girl, you know, when she was in the city, they call her Fräulein, not Fräulein? Yeah, Fräulein. You know, it's taken from German language.
Hey,
you know?
Why don't you tell about that this guy, you got him a job to work as a, when he found out he had to report to a black, right, for the butler. They got him a job at an estate in Cleveland, and it was a good job, right, Pa? And they took him over there, and here he goes there, and you know, he spoke broken English and so forth, and they got him a job to be like a maintenance caretaker, you know, at the place. And
since that time,
what? But anyhow, they get him a job there, and when he gets there, he finds out he has to report to the butler, and the butler is black. Here are these guys came over from Europe, you know, Yugoslavian, and what makes them think that they're better than blacks? The blacks were here before they were.
He was 9 years working there, the black man.
Yeah, but he was insulted that he was going to report to that black, and he calls them up in the telephone and says, come and get me. And they go over there and they find him sitting on a suitcase in the driveway. He says, he ain't going to report to a black. This is one of the bigots. Can you believe that these people that come over, this country belongs more to the blacks than ever belonged to these people that come from Europe, and yet that's how they felt about it.
Yes, but you know, they felt about it because they figured that they was betrayed by Roosevelt. See, they actually figured that they was cheated.
Who was?
All these baboons, you know, when they have to leave the country, see, because they was fighting like they thought they are with the United States, see, because they was fighting the wrong side. See, that's a revolution. It's terrible. And when they once the country fall away from them,
that has nothing to do with this country.
Well, that's they figured that way. They figured that Roosevelt is the blame that he sell them down.
Now he went back. This guy we're talking about, he went back to Yugoslavia, right? And he died over there.
He died there. He had a daughter living there.
Yeah. Well, what a character! He was a character. This guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was very precise and so forth.
It was hard to understand him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It was very hard to. Well, nobody really wanted him. You know, these two, they before he come, my sister, she was in Europe. You know, she met Betty, and when she come back, she says, "Well, when Uncle Lou's gonna come, France, are you gonna take him?" She says, "Nobody can.
Nobody wants.
Maybe you could, you know." So he come by us, you know, and he live by us for, I think, just for a couple of years.
That was his son.
And then he went to another part. You know. But he was very hard, because he was so hurt, feel that they was betrayed, you know, in Yugoslavia at the time. They was hoping, you know, that they were gonna fall more or less under England or United States, but not in Russia. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So all those people who left Europe that time, they come to this country and they expected, you know, that this country gonna probably provide for them much better than they got. And they didn't have it bad. We had much worse, you know. If somebody asked me from my story, when I come here, nobody give you nothing. Over here, when these people come, they gotta help.
Oh, sure. See? Well, look at the people, all these people that come to Collinwood, those DPs, where they got all kind of help.
Yeah.
You know, these displaced people. When they come over to this generation, they got like the whole community helps these people out. And these people, I know many cases where they live rent-free for about 10 years, and they save up their money, and then they buy a house for cash, and they look at these poor people that have been giving them all the handouts and so forth, and says, "How's that you plods that don't have your house paid up for yet?" Well, when these people came over, it was dog eat dog. I mean, when they went to apply for a job, there'd be a sign that would say, no Yugoslavians or Irishmen welcome. You know, they really fought bigotry here in America for a long time. And there wasn't anybody to help them. They had no welfare, they had no charity, no nothing. And now this other outfit comes over here, and these people give, like she takes the guy in, you know, he pays hardly anything, and he lives with my father and mother. I mean,
Well, he was already there.
Well, I know, but I mean, when you came here, you had to go to work the day you got off the ship.
Well, I come to my relative too, you know, when I come on the people, I come to my uncle.
Yeah, but you had to work right there.
Yeah.
But this guy didn't have to work
I
at your
to
house.
Up the floor.
I know, but I mean, this guy that came over didn't have to work at your house.
Oh, no.
They all know for his keep.
No, he's just the same.
Well, you people had a very hard time when you came over.
He was very hard to take. And he don't understand.
No.
You know, we fix him with this Dr. Perko, you know, Slovenian doctor. He had a big farm. And Benny talked to him, and we tell him, you know, that we got a relative who comes from Europe, and that he loved cars, you know, if he would let him be in his cars, you know, like a rental.
Yeah.
And he says, of course, you know, the farm is empty, let him go over there, and he'll pay $35 a month. I think he paid only once. And then, when he didn't have no money to pay, so Dr. Perko says, well, as long as you keep it up, you know.
That's
somebody's there, yeah, for free. But when Dr. Perko comes there to look at it, this man resents it. He says, for what did he come around? It was his farm.
This guy owns the place, and here's this guy that's living off of him on the property is complaining because his doctor's come over looking at his farm.
Yeah.
No, he was
Dr. Perko tell me that, you know. He says, you know what? He says, when I come over there, and he gave me such a look, he wouldn't invite me in a house. He says he wouldn't give me a cup of coffee. He gave me such a look, just like if he would say, you're a dirty bum, what are you coming here for?
Yeah, he was.
Attitude. That's the way
that's
he was.
Terrible.
And he always, and everything he knocked.
Yeah.
Everybody who had anything, he knocked it
out. Well,
but he never accomplished nothing himself. But now the son did. The son come way pretty good ahead, you know, this son. No, Lotto.
Yeah.
I show you the paper.
Yeah.
Right up upon him. And
not Edo. Edo was the son of the other one.
Edo's son of my brother.
Bruce, the one that's in California.
Jordan, yeah.
Yeah. No, Lotto is the guy in Cleveland, and he's now, what's his job already? He's got is Reagan going to do away with that one? He's working for the city.
Well, he's a dean in their college now. They elect him as a dean, or they have appointed him.
Well, he was a professor at John Carroll University.
And in Western Reserve.
And Western Reserve. And then he took a job with HUD or something like that. Yeah, I remember you sent me the write-up. Yeah.
He got some kind of a stuff that for the people, they learn about the jobs, you know. And he's ahead.
Yeah.
He's well educated, the Rose's son. Well, and the daughter, her husband is a professor. See, and Uncle Roos kind of figured, since the kids are like that, you know, he shouldn't be behind either.
Something must have rubbed off on him, right?
the poor uncle.
Sure. Yeah, you ought to go at least 6 o'clock before you get home. You kids got to go work tomorrow.
Yeah. It's okay. I'd stay home. If I could, I'd stay home. Clean that house every day.
Yeah,
you would stay home.
You would get tired.
Yeah, 1 week, you'd be climbing up the walls.
Yeah.
Michael would have you painting you like crazy.
That's
right. That house is nearly new, isn't it? Your house is new.
Yeah, but they changed. Oh, you ought to see it. What a show place that is. We were just there. They were at our place on Christmas Eve.
Thursday, you came over.
And then we met them.
Christmas Day, I had dinner.
And then we met them.
Friday. Oh, Friday. Yesterday it rained all day. It didn't rain up in
our area.
Go anywhere yesterday. You didn't have any, but we had like 3 inches. Rained all day.
Christmas night we had rain.
Right.
We've had a lot. Still, today we need
the designs together.
But we need it.
Yeah.
place to drive.
How loud can you get that a big glass?
Yeah. They're right on a cul-de-sac.
You mean like vegetable garden?
You like?
No, I don't have time.
You should see the work these kids did on that house, and they have...